So this is the last week, right, before communities kick off?
Yeah. Wow. It's weird to think about that, but it is.
Yeah. The summer has felt like a nice, long, restful period, though. So not surprised it's right around the corner.
Yeah, I was going to say, May seems like a long time ago.
It
like
does.
Just the end of the cycle of, after we first launched communities, they went through, you know, one ministry cycle, and most of them took a break over the summer. You were able to meet with some of the leaders in Cast Vision last week on Thursday. How did that go?
Yeah, that was great. It was really, the purpose of that time was, our hopes, I should say, was just to have everybody energized and aligned, which is language that on staff here we're familiar with because we use that for our staff retreat.
I was going to say, energize, align, clarity, I think is the other one that needs to be in there. Like everyone's clear on what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And there were some built-in moments there for reflection and as we sort of move out into the semester towards that end. So I think it was great.
Yeah, it definitely felt like people were able to catch the vision and really just have even a prayerful and worshipful heart as they left that space and prepared to launch out in communities.
Yeah, very nice. So we've got most of the communities resuming, right, in September, and then there's a bunch of new ones. So we're kind of here today to just talk about some of the ones that are still around, some of the new ones, just kind of give people a lay of the land. I mean, they can look in the app, but sometimes it's helpful to just hear, you know, these are the options that are out there. So why don't we start with the ones that have multiplied?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so last Sunday in the All of Life Spotlight, I mentioned that there's a way in which communities multiply and it could go unnoticed, which I think happens most of the time. Mm-hmm. So I'm really happy we're having this conversation because there actually is multiplication happening, and this is an opportunity for everyone to hear, whereas last Sunday they were able to see some of that multiplication.
Yeah.
So we've had, over the last, I'll say last semester and then launching into this semester, two core communities that are new that hadn't existed in the past. Mm-hmm. And what would you say, Kenny, 5 to 7 new commission communities?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So would you like me to go into detail with some of those?
And well, let's do this. I mean, to some extent, you know, we're very familiar with the language around communities on staff and people in communities maybe as well. Why don't you just, what is a core community? I know you've got definitions handy. So let's say what the core communities are,
yep,
or what it is, and then what the new ones are, and then we'll talk about the differences between core and commissioned.
I actually don't have definitions handy, but I think they're far enough cemented into my mind and heart for my last year
that I can do it. So,
give it a shot.
A core community would be a people following Jesus together around a common purpose, pattern, and practice.
Mm. Okay.
And usually the common rhythm is implemented in some meaningful ways there. Not to say the common rhythm is excluded from a commission community, but it does have more of a prominent spot in the core communities. A commission community would be a people following Jesus together towards some sort of kingdom purpose. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit more specified. You might think homelessness, maybe a community that focuses on widows or widowers, or we could just go ahead and name some of them that we have now.
Let's name a few of them real quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got the list, Kenny.
So get a flavor for what's out there.
Yeah, one of them is Adopt a College Student, actually, and you'll hear more about this in coming Sundays, but it's one that I'm really excited about coming from campus ministry. Mm. It's a good opportunity for college students to get connected to people in the congregation that care about being able to really just be a presence to these students who are often away from their homes and really be able to love and minister to them in different ways. And there's a couple other ones, Becoming, just to name a few, and we can get into those in a minute if you want to. But Becoming, which Grace is leading, we have Connected Marriage and Family, Medical Campus Outreach, and a few others.
Yeah, I think we heard from Grace, right? We in the All of Life Spotlight a little bit ago that she told us a little bit about her vision for that. And then we heard from, if I remember right, we heard from Josh about the Relational Wholeness Community, which is almost like a spinoff of Learning Community from back in February. Like it's sort of building on that and maybe aimed towards people that were in that, but not, it's not exclusive to those people just yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's important, I think, to note that Sarah Nixon will be leading that as well alongside Josh. She wasn't there last Sunday, but Josh and Sarah will be leading that community.
Okay.
And I think that might be it for the commissioned in terms of new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say I've got one, but people will hear about mine in a couple of days with a podcast I did with Ben. It had been the Sunday morning Bible study reality. And then we kind of realized like it needs to sort of find a way to be fully labeled a community and not just its own separate thing that we're doing. And so it's gone through a bunch of iterations, but now it's kicking off as a commissioned community in a couple weeks.
Yeah, something that I'll say about commissioned communities is that what I really love about them is that it really invites people to use their giftings, the contexts that they're in, their own stories that God has uniquely called them into and provided to really lead out in our congregation. And this is really a great opportunity for people in the congregation to use their gifts and then for other people to be blessed by those gifts in very specific ways to be formed to ultimately then to be sent out in new ways into the people and places around them.
Yeah. Well, I think if you even just used the ones that we've mentioned directly so far, they've all been birthed out of someone in the congregation was passionate about mm-hmm. doing ministry or missions in a very specific way. Mm-hmm. Like there was a group of people that were, they noticed all the college students that we had from RUF, from other ministries, but just all of a sudden it's like, hey, there's a lot of college students here on a Sunday morning. And then just over time it turned into, well, we need to, you know, what if we reached out and cared for them? What if we had this adopt a college student community?
Yeah. Kathleen Engstrom, they're sending off a daughter to college. Bree Reynolds is, her husband Hardy, is leading a college ministry. And so they're uniquely equipped for that space.
Yeah. Well, like we heard from Grace was really passionate about leadership development for young women. And so mm-hmm. it's like, well, then this is how this forms. I'm passionate about biblical and theological education. So that's how mine kind of mm-hmm. came together. Josh and Sarah are both mental health counselors and are passionate about soul care and about actually using some of the tools from their profession to help people. And so it's sort of shaped all these commission communities in a certain way, mm-hmm. which is not to say core communities don't follow passions and follow mission and follow ministry, but there's a certain, it's a little more, what would we say? It's more focused in a commission community than a core community.
Sure. Yeah. That's a good way to put it. I also love that, you know, this multiplication is happening, which, requires leaders and not all of these individuals leading have led in the past. Mm. So there's something to that. In the past, we've said that, hey, all it takes to really lead is like a passion or desire. And the ability to say, hey, follow me as I follow Jesus.
Yeah.
So I think that's important as we continue to move towards multiplication, that that barrier of intimidation via leadership, sort of the dial on that be turned down. Mm-hmm. Because I've just been really encouraged by seeing the number of people who are stepping in, even to some of the workshops Kenny and I have been doing or offering over this last month and saying, hey, I'm really passionate about this. Can you help me make it a reality? And all they're bringing to the table really is a desire and their heart to follow Jesus and their willingness to step into that space.
Yeah.
And so it's not just them leading per se. They're sort of getting the ball rolling, mm-hmm. but it's really a team effort in these communities. So
yeah. Well, I just even want to point out just what you just said, like leading these workshops, you're actually doing coaching with leaders. And so it's very much a, we're calling people to lead, but then we're actually equipping, coaching, caring, walking with them through it. It's not just like, oh, great, you can lead a community group. Good luck. We'll check in with you at the end of the semester or, mm-hmm. you know, at the end of the year, we'll do a debrief or just let us know if there's a problem. Otherwise, you know, you're on your own.
Yeah. Yeah. Our desire is really not only to check in now and to do some coaching now to really prepare people and empower them to live out how God is calling them in these groups. In leadership, but also to have a couple check-ins throughout the semester and then at the end kind of assess with them how it's been going so that they really feel like they're empowered in that process to lead and not on their own, to your point.
Yeah, one of the great things about having two residents now is that we're both sort of officially directors of community or communities. So the resources are there and hopefully they'll only increase in the future. So our vision for this semester is that we would increasingly be known, Kenny and I, as just a phone call or text away or email, whatever medium you want to use, that we would really be a resource that they can tap into at any moment. But not only us, that they would be surrounded with people in their own communities that themselves would be resources.
Because there's kind of a leadership community, and then there's also, we're raising up leaders within these individual communities as well.
Right. And my sense is that this is being picked up on as communities continue to iterate over time, which is why we're seeing more multiplication happen. Also, mm-hmm. just a general more clarity on what communities and circles are, mm-hmm. certainly aiding in that. But yeah.
Yeah. Because we were on hiatus for, I mean, obviously COVID was a factor, but there was a while there where we just, you know, communities or community groups have been part of New City's DNA since day one. But there was just this period where they weren't really active. We weren't really sure exactly how we wanted to do them. And I think it's been, I mean, other people can probably speak to this better than I could, but there's a sense which it might be worth the wait to actually have it completely deconstructed and then reconstructed in a newer, healthier way that's sustainable. Mm-hmm. And actually has, you know, it shouldn't slip past listeners, like, as you named it, like director of communities, like your title is pastoral residence, but it's actually you're directing communities. There's a team of two people leading and not just one person who's got to keep track of all these leaders.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And it's been great also to continue to touch base with Ben and Damian and Jason, who have all had their hands in this pot in the past. Mm-hmm. And so it's really been a collective work, but we're taking ownership over it over at least the next year or two.
Yeah.
So I think we touched on that. You had a couple groups that have multiplied.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's, we don't need necessarily raw numbers now, but we've got a wide variety of core communities kicking off in a couple weeks or in a week or so. The commission communities around the same time. Do you foresee any new communities forming over the fall or into the spring? Or is it kind of, and you probably may or may not know that, but is what's there, what's there is maybe my question.
Over the fall, what's there is what's there, I think. We do have one new one that's also popped up as well, and two that multiplied, as you mentioned, this past year. In the spring, we're still having some conversations. There may be a couple commission communities that are coming, which I'm excited about, but won't get too ahead of myself on.
Okay.
But it's been exciting to see, even the past year, those two multiply, one in North Orlando and one in Winter Park, as they've really grown and see their numbers grow and see people invite others into their group, and then identify leaders who kind of really take a big step of faith to step into leadership and to launch a new group so they can continue to multiply and people can continue to get connected. Really, it's kind of what a lot of these core communities are about, that we'd be able to empower one another in these groups to then go out and invite others to do the same thing.
Yeah, you mentioned numbers, Nate. I think whereas last fall, even this past spring, maybe we had 10 to 12 communities total, somewhere around there, maybe mm-hmm. just a tad more. We now have 500. No, I'm kidding. We have around 20.
So many.
But still, going from 10 to 12 to near 20 or just over 20 is a huge increase. And not that we're completely numbers oriented or just concerned with growth. That's not the purpose here. But it is cool to see, because what I'm increasingly noticing, and Kenny, you might agree with this, is that there's not as much having to identify certain leaders now and say, hey, would you mind stepping into this space, as it is individuals coming to us and saying, hey, I feel like Jesus is leading me in this way. Can you mm-hmm. help me lead out in this community? Mm. And that's been really cool. So there's a sort of feedback that's happening as people see communities multiply, where they're starting to feel, I believe, like, increasingly, I can do this. And so they're taking that sort of confidence and seeing communities continue to function the way they are, and the maybe a newfound passion or something that's the piece of God's heart that's been placed in their heart mm-hmm. Over time. And they're able to come to us and say, hey, I feel like maybe I should step out in this or lead in this. Can you help me do that? And I've been really encouraged by that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is really encouraging. You're not having to twist people's arm and be like, hey, you should probably be leading a community by now. It's like you're faithfully coaching and, you know, walking alongside the leaders you have, and then more people see that and they come along and they follow. And so it sounds like they're off to an even better start this fall, even as they're not quite started yet, than we even were last fall.
Yeah. It doesn't feel quite like we're at full sail at the moment, but it does feel like we've got the what would you call those on a sailboat, the mast or whatever, up catching the wind. We're moving now. Like we were behind it, pushing it for a little while. It's now moving. And,
or maybe we were rowing, but now we're actually like sailing. Like we're starting to feel the wind in the sails.
In some ways, it just feels like God is already doing that work this past year. And now Ryan and I have just been kind of thrown onto the boat. We're just holding on and trying to figure out, like, how does this work? Right. Yeah. But it's really like there's a movement happening without us.
The wind's blowing. How can we harness it?
Mm-hmm.
So what advice would you give for people who are, they weren't in a community this last year, and so now they're hearing all this talk about communities, we're highlighting leaders, we're doing this podcast. in some ways it should be easy because there's so many options, but in other ways we all know that life's not always as easy as we think it's going to be. So what do you have, encouragement, advice for people that haven't plugged in yet?
Yeah. So in terms of like, hey, there's sort of this buffet of communities in front of me. How do I choose, or should I choose? Is that sort of the question?
Something along those lines. Like, I mean, in some ways you could be very blunt about it and be like, well, Monday night's the only night that works. Which one's on Monday? And then that's it.
So I would say at a very base level, we desire everyone to be involved in a community, mm-hmm. for genuine reasons. Many of which we've mentioned before. Mm-hmm. So it certainly could be as simple as, hey, this is the only night I have available this week. Is there a community that fits that? And if that's the case, then I would say pursue that community. But I also think that there's something about the way that God's wired us each uniquely. And if something we have offered right now sort of fits that passion and desire that you have, that would be where I'd direct your attention, because that's probably where you're going to flourish the most. Mm-hmm. So that could be a commission community. It could also be a core community, because I think it's important to say, Nate, you kind of mentioned earlier that just because something's a core community doesn't mean it's void of kingdom purposes and mission. That's still oftentimes prevalent in those. So yeah, Kenny, you can add to that. But I would say first, yeah, look at your schedule, see what you have available. And then second, or perhaps alongside that, what are your own passions? How has God wired you? And what things do you feel really passionate about? And let that guide your mm-hmm. decision towards what community you're going to be a part of.
Yeah. And I would say this is where we say that people really experience the life of New City. And so this is, it's a really important time and there's not necessarily a wrong choice you can make, I think, in finding a community, but it's an important time to look at your schedule and say, what can I do, and find a community to lean into. And then to really try to lean into and commit to that community for at least the semester. And it can be a core community, it can be a commissioned. If you have the space, you could potentially do two, maybe a core community and a commissioned community, if they work schedule-wise. You wouldn't want to do two core communities mm-hmm. because that's a little too hardcore.
Maybe in some sense, yeah, I like that. Maybe in some sense it's redundant. It is different people, but because of the way they're structured, it's like, well, if I go to a core community on Monday and one on Thursday, they're kind of doing the same things. Whereas if you were, we'll use two examples. If you're in a core community, but you also happen to be a college student, like maybe the adopt a college student community makes sense for you, but maybe mm-hmm. you also are in a core community, or mine's on Sunday afternoon. So it could be, yeah, you could do this theological book club on Sunday afternoon right after church, but then you also go to your Thursday night core community or something like that. Some of them are compatible, but I can't see a lot of people having so many weeknights open. They're like, well, I could go to two mm-hmm. weeknight things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think to reiterate too, it's more important than finding the right one, so to speak. It's finding one that works and committing to it, because it's in that commitment. It's in showing up each week. It's in being in circles within those communities that you're really going to be able to experience the fullness of community that our pastors have been preaching on the last few weeks.
I think that's actually really, Nate, I'm glad you asked this question, because just because we have more available now doesn't mean we have to sort of take more mm-hmm. As a member or a part of the New City congregation.
Yeah.
So there should be some wisdom and discernment as to where you fall in for that semester. And at the same time, knowing that you don't necessarily have to be locked into that one perpetually. So there is, if for some reason, through some set of circumstances over time, you feel called in a different mm-hmm. direction to lead out in our community in Orlando in a different way than you currently are, there's a freedom to do that mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah. You're not signing in blood anywhere that you're mm-hmm. I am now part of this community. I will never leave unless, right. you know. But maybe there's something to be said for people who have the margin for it, you know, these first couple weeks in September, trying out multiple core communities instead of just, hey, you know, it's we want people to get plugged in, but maybe we don't want people to feel like, yeah, whichever one you pick in the app and go to the first time, you need to stick with that one till December. It's like, well, maybe there's three that are nearby that are on different nights, and any of those nights could work. Maybe you go to all three for the first week and see what it, you know, meet the leaders, get to know some of the people there, pray about it afterwards, kind of see which one you feel you're being led to connect with.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion. I think there's a lot of wisdom in that.
yeah, there are all sorts of variables that could make your decision one way or the other. So yeah. it could be as simple as personality matching.
Sure.
There could be purpose and mission there that you feel more called to in one space rather than the other. And those are all totally justified. And I think that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd love to just take a second to say, like, you know, as I've gotten to know these different community leaders, they're all just such great people. They have such a great heart for their families, the people around them, the congregation of New City. And so just giving my own personal endorsement for any of them, we have some really great leaders, some really great people. And no matter which one you go to, whether or not it works out for your schedule or your time or your frame of life, I think you'll find one that you can really find people who love you and you can engage in community with.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's a good word. Nobody's phoning it in as a community. Yeah. So they're like, yeah, I don't really want to do this, but I have to. So, you know, because Kenny twisted my arm. Now I'm leaving this community.
I'm going to take ownership for that awkward prayer alarm that just went off.
Yours is just louder than mine.
Hey, but it was a prayer rhythm. So I think it's,
we're just keeping it real. Does. You know, like we have alarms, we keep track of stuff. Like sometimes we stop and pray in the middle of, we're in the middle of a podcast. I guess we could pray if we wanted to. I mean, your alarm went off. You would be praying right now, right?
I would be.
So why don't we?
Would you like to close the podcast?
Yeah, I mean, why don't we do it that way?
I like that.
It's an interesting conclusion, but let's just say, like, let's close out in prayer for this upcoming, these communities they're launching, people that are trying to find community, people that are coming back to community. We'll just close with a little prayer for them, and then we'll end the podcast that way.
Yeah, that's great. Father, we want to be a people who learn and seek to love you more and love our neighbors more. And as we move out into this semester of communities, we ask that your spirit would be with us, that you would place your spirit on these new leaders who have stepped into both core and commission spaces, that these would be inviting spaces and also spaces with a felt sense of purpose, that the hearts of our people here at New City would be aligned with the mission in these spaces, that we might see energy and alignment, and to that end be sent out to make real positive change and impact both in our neighborhoods and in the city at large. We pray that you would continue to bless our efforts, that we would see Orlando come to a saving and loving knowledge of our Savior, and that they would see all the ways in which Jesus is able to breathe life into their own lives through these communities. So thank you for what you've allowed us to do here. We pray that you would continue to work in these spaces, that growth would not be our primary mission here, but purpose and mission and love of the people that you've placed around us. So we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, as we close here, guys, let's just say we can point people to the app. If they're not already in there, they need to download the app so that is their way of finding communities and connecting to communities. And so as they get in there, they can see the list, they can read the descriptions, they can request to join, get more information about where and when these communities meet, and they can start doing that right away. I mean, they kick off next week, but people can get in there now and go ahead and start trying to figure out what's going to work.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Any day is a good day, really, to do that. Hop in the app and check out the community list there, but particularly any Sunday over the next couple of weeks as we continue to introduce new leaders and then send off and commission our new leaders.
Yeah. Well, guys, it's been fun talking about communities, and I'm excited for mine kicking off, and I'm sure you guys are excited for all the ones that you're a part of directly and leading, and all the other ones, because you know all the ins and outs.
Super stoked.
We are. Thank you, Nate.
Yeah. Stuff about it. Pause.